down there. We didn't dig a very big tank, and we struck water in the bottom of it. It was that deep when they finished up with the Portage Claris water level.
Oh boy, I bet that made you happy.
Yeah, you bet.
And all that time you'd been there and you didn't know it, huh?
That's right.
What do you call a place in the field where the water runs down and takes out the grass and takes out the soil?
Well, that's a, we call it kind of a low place.
Would this be on the side of a hill?
Well, if it's on the side of the hill, it just runs off, that's all I know.
Without cutting any?
Well, yeah, you don't bother. Well, sometimes we put a wing to these tanks and let it come around, wind around, and it'll come to the end of the tank. That's what you'd call a terrace.
Why do you build a terrace?
Well, so this water that you're losing, throw it into the tank.
A place where there's water when it rains hard, what would you call that? A place where there's running water when it rains hard?
Well, you'd call it just a holler or branch or something. Now, we've got one place too, there's a lake or two, and the water, oh, it's filled up now, it's just a flat lake where it killed all those ducks. Water gets about knee deep, and that's all. No, it don't take a long drive, won't drive through the winter. It's good for cattle running there in heel fly time.
In what time?
In heel fly time.
What's that? What's
it? Well, haven't you seen them old cows be standing there all at once? She breaks around that tail to cut that way. That's heel fly there. Stings them on the heel. And they'll run over you if you get
away. And she comes the cow, right?
Yeah.
Did you have boats on the river in the early days? I know you had ferries, but did you have boats that you could row or paddle?
No, I crossed once, several times on a ferry boat. Did you ever see them ferry boat?
Did they use a cable then?
Yeah. No, they didn't have no cable. They rowed it across there with paddles.
No, I've never seen one.
Yeah. I had just a wagon and team could drive on it at once.
It's sort of a floating platform, huh?
Yeah, it is a floating platform, all right.
What did they do? Use two men with paddles to do the job? Or?
Well, we bought some cattle over Texas and brought them home, and they could, if they jumped away out there, they wouldn't have to swim, but if they didn't jump away out there, why? They go under, you see.
Excuse me, I gotta take a pill.
Man, I don't like to take medicine at all. I don't care what to rub on me. Just so don't have to take. we used to back, way back when we was all young, every time that creek got up, we'd take some old bronc horses down there, ride them down there, pull the saddle off, and we'd, be on a gentle horse, and we'd jump off on this wild horse while he's in swimming water. And we'd get hold of the rein time he got to where he could wade while we'd turn him back across there two or three times, and he'd be plumb gentle. A horse can't kick you when you're in deep water. I mean hard enough. You can feel his hind feet, but he can't kick, but he can pull you. If it's 20 foot deep, you get in front of him, he'll liable kill you.
Well, he'll try it.
Of course, he comes up with a, but them back feet, why, he can't kick much. God, we'd get on them old wild horses, you know, pull the saddle off, jump on them.